In exile for decades, these Palestinian refugees have long lived on the margins of society. They are among the most vulnerable and poorest communities in Lebanon. Their situation has been made worse because the economy is close to collapse. And now, their lifeline faces a shortage of funds.
The financial crisis of UNRWA as being of an existential nature. And it's of an existential nature because we cannot properly deliver our services anymore at a time the needs in the camp have significantly increased. UNRWA is providing access to education to all the Palestinian refugees, girls and boys in the camp and in the country. We are providing assistance to more than 200,000 people. We are providing primary health care.
Lebanon's currency crash has hurt the Palestinians as well. Inflation led to food prices increasing by tenfold.
People are just buying the basics. They no longer buy in kilos, but in grams.
For many, help from the UN is vital, especially since the Lebanese state denies Palestinians basic services.
UNRWA provides education and medicine, but they should give us more help because many people can't afford to buy bread.
A recent decision by the Lebanese authorities to expand Palestinian rights in the labor market is welcomed here as a way to deal with rising unemployment. But many tell us it's limited, and what is needed is to grant them basic rights.
I can't register my truck under my name. I can't even get a license to drive it. There are minimum rights which Palestinians don't have. We thank the minister for the new decree, but I doubt it will resolve unemployment.
Palestinians have faced what rights groups call discriminatory policies since they first arrived in Lebanon in 1948. Successive governments believe easing restrictions and providing them citizenship will encourage them to settle here permanently. That's why the majority rely on the informal labor market, but opportunities are drying up.
If we don't work, we can't eat. And there isn't much work nowadays because of the economic crisis.
Even before the economic collapse, Lebanon's Palestinians were struggling. It has since pushed more into poverty. The United Nations says it now has to find money so that the crisis won't have what it calls a devastating humanitarian impact. Zana Khudr, Al Jazeera, Beirut.